This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, January 7th. God's word to you today is from, not for. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 11, verse 12, from the New King James Version, and it says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." For you to take delivery of your destiny, you have to engage in purposeful violent conflict that will drive the opposition away from a place where it is not wanted or needed. Generally, in combat, there are specific codes of conduct, specific rules for engagement. Are you familiar with the Guinevere Convention? It is the humanitarian code for waging present-day warfare. If you're a student of historic warfare, you'll be familiar with the Chivalric Code, or the Law of War. These are the codes of war. But the interesting thing about our kind of war and the enemy we are fighting is the enemy does not abide by any rule. This enemy does not have any code. He fights dirty, and he uses any available vessel. That is why you have to be careful of people that are sitting on the fence. Anyone in your life that is sitting on the fence is an easy tool for the devil. The devil does not fight fair. His threefold single objective is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There are many reasons why people do not fight, even when they are in situations that require them to fight. The first reason is ignorance. People do not fight because they do not know they should fight. Some people think if you wish people well, people will wish you well. Not exactly. Yes, you should wish people well, but that is not a guarantee that people would wish you well. In some other cases, the ignorance stems from bad doctrine. They have been taught that they do not need to fight, and they become a dump site for the enemy. I will explain the nature of our warfare to help people struggling with or confused about this paradigm. The nature of our warfare is Jesus paid the price for us on the cross of Calvary, and that victory is won. That victory is complete in Christ. We fight because our fight is not for victory. We already have victory in Christ. We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. Huge difference. This is the reason why people can believe God for things and give thanks in advance, because they are fighting from victory and they will get it. You need to make this paradigm shift. Your prayer is not, "Oh God, help me, they want to kill me." No, they cannot kill you. You have been seated with Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 2 verse 6, in the heavenly places far above principalities and powers, according to Ephesians 1 verse 20. That is where you are seated, in the place of victory. But you need to fight. You need to use the victory that has been given to you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the finished work on the cross and for victory. Today, I displace every opposition in my sphere of influence. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.